Recently, I received an email from a client who had a rather unique situation that they wanted to get my advice about. He found himself in something of a different type of relationship than he'd anticipated, and knowing me as he did, he wanted some advice. The email that I received started off, "Dear Ryan, can you please help me? We were just a normal couple, certainly nothing worth writing about, until my wife was seduced by our neighbor and our lives completely changed. My wife is thin, tall, somewhat athletic build. She has red hair and small, beautiful breasts, long, supple legs, and the softest skin I've ever touched. Our neighbor, in contrast, has very long brown hair, is quite shapely with very large round tits and a perfect arse. I've learned that occasionally she might allow me to kiss that rounded arse if she gives me permission. You see, she and my wife own me now. Not only did she seduce my wife with her strap on, but she allows me to participate, somewhat. You see, I'm allowed to get my wife wet for her with my tongue, and I've also been allowed the privilege of helping her to buckle the strap on around her sweet arse. She teases me sometimes by slapping me in the face with it and humiliates me by having me suck it in front of my wife. Once I've gotten her cock wet, she'll focus on my wife while I'm forced to watch. At first, I would try to masturbate while they weren't looking, but of course I was always caught. Now, they only allow me to jerk off while I watch them, or occasionally they'll allow me to stroke while I suck on the strap-on. They always seem to get a great laugh when I beg to come on it, and actually this is the only time I'm allowed to come anymore. I despise the taste of my own cum, but they get me so aroused, and it amuses them so much. It's difficult for me to admit that not only was our neighbor able to seduce my wife into a bisexual relationship, but she's also encouraged me to do the same. She thinks my wife would really enjoy seeing her husband pleasure another man, but I wonder if she just wants to show her I'm a whore. My wife and I have talked about the pleasure she gets from eating pussy, and even though I've hinted I would very much enjoy eating hers again, she seems content with me watching. She did smile when I mentioned how much I love being inside of her, but she quickly changed the subject to my neighbor and her amazing strap-on. She praised me about how wonderful it feels after I've gotten it ready with my mouth, and of course, immediately after the compliment, she laughed when she thought of how I begged to come on it. She asked if her laughter aroused me, and I had to admit that it did. And then she got a very evil smile crossing her face and said, "I knew it." More and more, she sees how much I enjoy the control they have over me, and I know it's only a matter of time before my neighbor mentions the cocksucking to her. Should I give it a try, or is this something that most men enjoy? I appreciate your help. I had to think about this one. This was something of an odd situation, but one that I'm certainly familiar with, being that I've been involved in a lesbian relationship for the better part of 10 years, but still maintain several cuckolding and slave relationships with men. And so I thought about it, and finally I crafted my reply. I said, "Well, it sounds as though your wife has finally discovered that sexual intercourse with a man isn't quite what she'd planned when she married you. That's not to say that I don't think that she still loves you and enjoys having you as a part of her life, even though she may be shocked and, well, somewhat excited about seeing you go down on another man. The idea of pleasing your wife's lover, your neighbor, will make the act well worth it. And from what you've written, it's clear that that's what you want anyway. I mean, I'm certain that you've been a big, strong man in the past and attempted to be the alpha male, but really, when it comes right down to it, so many men are just in simple denial of what you need. Sometimes you need to take a step back away from being in control and just allow someone else to take the reins, so to speak. My suggestion to you is to come clean with your wife and the neighbor. Confess your desires to please them both in whichever manner they may suggest. It may seem awkward at first, but ask them for permission to suck a cock for them. Or, better yet, ask them to help you become the very best cock-sucking whore you can be. Think of the gratification they'll receive by watching you go down on your first cock. Instead of looking at this as the end of a relationship, why not think of it as a possibility of growing into the future? A pussy may have closed to you, but you may yet find that you can still provide your wife with the pleasure she's missed out on for so many years. And truly, when you took your wedding vows with your wife, you did promise to love, honor, and cherish her. So why not take it one step further and honor her by learning to take a cock? All the best. I do hope to speak with you again about this in the future. Many regards, Mistress Ryan, femdomcalls.com.